The Maker's House Chapel International presents Destiny Word with Dr. Michael Brady Damichek. As a child of God, you are mandated to take territory and fulfill your destiny. Destiny Word is designed to help illuminate your path towards a purpose-driven life. Please stay tuned for the unadulterated Word of God, a word that not only brings focus to your life, but also helps you navigate the challenges that comes your way.
Without thinking about the construction of a body after your rigorous feeding. I won't use that word that you wanted to use. It's a Sunday morning. It's a holy Sunday. There are certain words that are not appropriate for a holy Sunday. That was her gift to you. Fed you, gave you life. Mother, father took you through school. You can put some things together. Covered your nakedness until you grew up. The day you started making your own decisions without consulting them, that was when their help in your life ended. That was when you started taking responsibility of yourself. You know my problem? I have been thinking that why is it that we have a lot of people who are praying for breakthrough, but they are not even pursuing breakthroughs. And they are asking people to break through for them and pull them through. That is the problem. And so these days when you meet people, the first thing they have is, I was shocked. I was checking with our archives and our books, and I realized that, you know, this area, the water table is quite high. So filling the road, filling the compound, filling everywhere to get it steady, stable grounds, such that we can do all these things that we have done around. We had to do 4,000 trips. 4,000 trips. 4,000 trips of stones and sand. 4,000. If they give each trip to us for 400 Ghana cedis, every 1,000 is 400,000 Ghana cedis. It comes to how much? 1.6 million Ghana cedis. 1.6 million Ghana cedis. I inquired from source and I realized that the cost per truck was about 250 Ghana cedis. So if you do it, it would have been 250 for 1,000, right? 500 for 2,000. The 4,000 would have been 1 million. This is 400 Ghana cedis at 1.2. The person who did it made 200,000 worth of profit. Do you know my pain? Nobody from the Maker's House approached us to say, I can supply, I can do the filling. You don't need to have trucks to do filling. You need to be a mediator. We have nobody in church. And we have young men telling us they have no jobs. Who should help you? You could have just gotten a job of connecting the church to the sand winners, making 200,000 Ghana cedis out of that in approximation $37,000-$38,000, out of you only coordinating that they are bringing it to site. We didn't have anybody, and I felt very much ashamed. When I asked them, was it done by anybody in the Maker's House? They said, no, your people, they only like ties. They put on tie, high heel, and lipstick. They don't think that going to there is a good thing for them. We had nobody from church. And I felt very much ashamed that although I've been preaching entrepreneurship, self-help, I still have people who are running excuses, there's no job. And no mobile come share, but there's going to be jobs. Job creation. Mama said it's creating jobs. Nanado says it's creating jobs. Presidents is not there. Listen, it is not there. They will not come to you to ask you for your CV. God did not save your soul for you to lose your mind. God saved your soul so you can use your mind to create wealth for yourself. I want to rewind and press play. You can be tongue-talking, spirit-filled, power-baptized. You can be saying all of that. But God did not save your soul for you to lose your mind. God saved your soul so that you can use your mind to create wealth that will bless a generation. Always running excuses. David could have run an excuse shop. He could have also answered to the name Mr. Excuse. I now call your barn and what dear, may chairman and Sika barn. Whoa, Sika. A better now barn or a man would da. We call crown only Sika now barn. Mamenka Sancho no Marie. Oh, that's so buono. Oh, that's so buono. That's more catching me. Papa, you're buono. Oh, that's a buono. No, you have no excuse for remaining at where you are. You don't have. You have no excuse. If the man called Peter was the first bishop of the church, even though he was not educated, you have no excuse. You have no, you can't say you are not educated. You are almost a mess on the duty. Obis, Obi crap as well. I can say, Mimsy, Munim cry fast. You can see I'm one chairman. Yes, Mr. Dudu. I know people. I know a lady who is so slim that she is now lifting weights just to make sure she builds up. She's almost slim on penicillin. The slim no be an anchor. It's the same thing. You always have an excuse. Your name is Mr. Excuse or Miss Excuse. Because whenever you are asked something why you didn't do it, the first thing that will come is the reason why you couldn't do it. If God wants you to be the CEO of the biggest firm in Ghana, it is not going to start because somebody gave it to you, but it's because you took it and you took responsibility. Say, yo, sir, old chain, why buy am I why buy ba? Let me say it to you properly. If you are thinking I'm waiting for my party to be in government, your party can be in government, but you can be in opposition. Probably let me say it well. Because your party might be in government, but there is somebody closer to the one in power than you. Now, a fearful mayor, okay, let me not go there. I won't say that. You will be giving excuses upon excuses, and that has been the problem with the pursuit of purpose. When God gives you an idea, a goal, a vision, a place he wants you to ascend to, you always have reasons why you can't get there. And you will not get help from anybody. Stop looking for help from people. My problem will be a sinister idea. I think people are overly expectant, overly dependent, and they are running entitlement mentalities and addresses. The fact that you know the professor doesn't mean you should be given admission in the college. You should earn it. The fact that you have a cousin or a brother who happens to be a justice of the Supreme Court doesn't mean you can steal and get away with it. You have to be responsible. The fact that you have a brother or a cousin or a sister who is an MP or a minister of state doesn't mean that you should be given a motorcade. The fact that you went to school with somebody, you are a friend of somebody, you are related to somebody, doesn't mean that what they have should be given to you. You can ask yourself, how many of your friends have been asking you for help? And the moment you don't give them, the first thing is Akwaniti Mode. But it is 24 hours in a day for everybody. You might have used your sleeping, he used his looking for money. Why do you want to sleep and enjoy the labor of another person? You need to get to a place where you help yourself. Let me wrap up my sermon by giving you the thrust of this message. When you go to for any reception, most of the restaurants, you'll find out that now not many people do the a la carte. A lot of people will go for the buffet. When you get to the buffet tables, there are things that you like and things that you don't like. You'll find everything. For me, when I get to the buffet table, I don't look for where there are vegetables because it will fill my stomach early and I won't be able to eat my other things. So I go to a buffet table with my wife and we go on different angles because she is lifting greens. I am lifting whites. While she's busily lifting the carrots, cucumbers, all of that, lettuce, all of that, I am looking for where baye or benku. Now, what it is, if I allow my wife to bring me food, she will serve me what she is comfortable with. If my wife allows me to get her food, I will serve her what I am also comfortable with. And so if you don't want any trouble, if you allow me to serve you, I'll give you what I like. But don't allow me to serve you. Pick up your plate. And whether you like the, a combination of lettuce, banku, okra, soup, everything mixed together. You can do a puree of everything. It is your food and it is your destiny. Take charge of your life. Take charge of your destiny. And don't give excuses. Take hold of your life. Come on, tell somebody, don't make excuses ever again. Be upstanding. I want to pray with you. My time is almost up. I want to pray with you. Tell somebody, don't give room for excuses. I want you to look for somebody and tell the person, don't allow anybody to serve your meal. No, I'm not talking about your regular meal. I'm talking about the meal of your life and destiny. Don't allow anybody to put on your plate what you have to eat. You have the legs. You have the hands. Pick your plate. Go around the table. And serve yourself. Serve yourself. Look at somebody and say, serve yourself. Can you look for seven people and tell them, neighbor, that word is for you. You need to serve yourself. Come on, look for somebody and say, neighbor, you need to serve yourself. You have been waiting on people for far too long. So people are putting on your plate what you are allergic to. To what debia in your running stomach, when you're diarrhea, So there is a flow. You are just oozing things out of you because you allow people to put on your plate what you might not even like. Now, Tiho, old change will be my bow. Every big tree has been small before. You can start small. You don't need to have 10 to start. You can have one, and it's enough. Yesterday we had one of the stories of the Maker's House. A young man who happens to be in church right now, Anthony, who came and gave a testimony. Anthony was somebody who was coming to, he heard that TMH was having a scholarship stuff. He came to apply for a scholarship. And of course, he was not a member of our church. And so he did not qualify. But they told me, and the guy approached me, and I said, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to pay all your fees for you until you finish your schoolwork. I did that for Tony. I don't think he's here, but if he's here, he can wave so that I find out that Anthony is somewhere. Anthony was coming to Accra. Somebody was very brilliant coming to Accra to hawk Fun Nice, and in the evening, go and sell kebab just to make ends meet, just to make money, save money for his education. There was nobody to help him, but he knew that it's him. He had to help himself. So he would sell Fun Nice. Sell kebab to fund his education. What makes you think that you can't look for means, apart from things that are immoral and illegal, to get yourself up the ladder of life? He was doing all of that. And Anthony, as I talk to you now, is now working with a state agency. And his salary is bigger than a lot of the people I know making noise. But from where he was to where he is now, he had to help himself by doing things that were beneath who he was. Smart, but blowing the ice cream horn. Pop, 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 one Ghana. Blowing one Ghana to fund education. When it's done in the afternoon, because nobody buys ice cream at night. It is almost saying almost then sweet tooth people. Except the sweet tooth people. But he will, after it's done, he will now stand and kebab. Suya, suya, suya. Now Anthony is earning thousands of Ghana cedis every month. He's now a big boy. And yesterday he came, when he was even sharing his story. How many of you were there yesterday when he was sharing his story at Morning Aura? He was in tears. He was sharing his story. And it's a beautiful story. But the moral lesson in that for me is that there was nobody in his family to help him. But he knew his destiny was bigger than staying on a bicycle and peddling and hawking ice cream. He needed to help himself. Why can't you step out of your comfort zone and do something that a generation after you will remember you for and know that you lived and you lived well? People of God, we have to make God proud. You and me, we have to. Instead of you looking for employment, employ other people. You are praying for destiny helpers. Be the destiny helper that somebody is praying for. Your creativity that God gave you, you shouldn't sleep on it. Africa can only go beyond, Ghana can only go beyond aid if the youth start getting into entrepreneurship. Self-belief, self-help, setting up businesses, administering the proper governance structure, systems, and etiquettes of good work, good work ethic. These are things that God is waiting on us to do, not the other way around. God is not expecting us to raise prayer camps. But after you have prayed, you have to go and work and take action and lead by example. When you get into places of prominence, you show the way. That's what God is expecting you to do. That's what God is expecting you to do. Why is it that when we mention the top 100 wealthy people in the world, no Christian's name is mentioned? Because, yeah, that's what we're saying, manna is a giant. You think manna is going to come for look at somebody and say, forget it. No, they can't say forget it. Look at somebody and say, forget it. Please lift up your right hand. Man can say, forget it. Man can say, they say, forget it. I don't know. Because man will be a man. Then, man will be a man. It's not coming. There's not going to be any manna. Manna ceased. This is the generation where God blesses what you do. He's not opening the heavens to rain down manna. But utu anamu anenya miyeshira wanamuntu. Create your world. Create your space. Create your world. He has created his earth, but create your world. Everything from now till you die is in your hands. You can be the biggest that Ghana has ever seen, the biggest that Africa has ever seen, the biggest that the world has ever seen. Your beginning, your starting point, your childbirth, your childhood has no bearing on what you will become in your adulthood, technically. I mean, I'm not subscribing to the Spinoza's philosophy. Spinoza says that early childhood will determine what we become. He says that the genetic pool we draw from will influence what we become. But some people were born out of poverty and became great people. So you don't have to be born by a head of state to be a head of state. It happens. Rarely will it happen. It's called standard deviation. They will be away from the norm. Be an outlier to the history of your family. That when they say that everybody doesn't do well, for me, I am different. Can I have somebody lifting up your right hand? Listen, 2020, when we say it's purpose, I'm going to bring theology and practice together because that is what you need to be successful. The story of David over 2,000 years ago without making it relevant to our times will be nothing unto you. But the lesson is that David had nobody to help him. He had to help himself. So you not having anybody to help you is no excuse. I want you to look for three people. You have never met them in TMH before. And tell them exactly what I said. You having nobody to help you is no excuse. No, I want you to look for someone. Tell them exactly what I said. You having nobody to help you is no excuse. You having nobody in your life to help you. I want you to look for three people. I am looking for three people that I've never seen before and talked to before. Tell them you having nobody in your life to help you. It's no excuse at all. It's no excuse. And my brother has 10 cars. He has not given me one. Or ties energy. On Saturday, I won't go for team. Or ten crying, won't fear, or Marco Tran crying. And no, my giant seal crassy. Now, and crying, crying, no, toast is so. Kobe. No, that is something that should get out of your mind. And then, if any sicker baby, yes, oh, scabba won't fear. Holy, holy, holy. Lift up your. I am trying to really control myself. Because you see, when you have an anger in you, because you know the potential people carry and are wasting it away on the tables of excuses, it's sad. People are not judged by their performance. I don't judge people based on performance. I know that in your corporate world, they do performance appraisals. I don't judge people based on performance. I judge them based on potential. So if you are my student and I know you can score 100 and you do 95, I will not write very good or excellent. Because I know that by your potential, there is rather room for improvement. When somebody's potential is 80 and the person does 81, I'll write excellent and leave the 95 room for improvement. Because this one has exceeded even potential. This one is operating below capacity. Most of you are operating below capacity. You are bigger than where you are. You are just sleeping on treasure. Lift up your right hand. I want you to pray to God. This today marks the end of the pursuit of purpose. In February, I am doing the passion of purpose. In March, I am doing the process of purpose. So I'm doing pursuit, passion, and process. I'm doing the three P's of the major P called purpose. Lift up your right hand and say, God, open my eyes to see what you've given me. And give me the courage to not only pursue, but to overtake and recover all. That whatever I need, let your hands provide. Wisdom, ideas, the resources to be the light of my world, to be the salt of the earth, to be the one that will liberate a family, liberate a nation, liberate a continent, and liberate a people.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Word by Dr. Michael Wedinyamiche. We believe you have been impacted to fulfill your purpose. For more transformative and uplifting teachings from Dr. Nyamiche, kindly join us at the Maker's House Chapel International Destiny Arena, adjacent the School of Nuclear and Allied Sciences. Join any of our services, Sunday Word from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., teaching service on Wednesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and our flagship program, Morning Aura, on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. to engage in prayer and experience the supernatural. You can also be part of our online services, Command Your Morning, every weekday from 4:45 a.m. to 6 a.m., and Power Up Your Week every Sunday from 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. on our social media platforms. For more information about our ministry, you can reach out to us on 020-004-7488 or 026-681-3275. Additionally, visit our website at www.themakershouse.org. God bless you abundantly as you journey towards your destiny with courage and faith. Destiny Word, be empowered to take territories and fulfill destinies.